Hi, friends. I'm Rebecca Lindhout.
And I'm Amanda Martinson, and welcome to another episode of Beyond the Moment. I love what we're talking about today. You and I were just saying before we hit record that we feel like we're the least, what did we say? We're the last people that, the least qualified, that's what it was, people to be talking about what we're talking about today, because we're going to struggle right along with you.
That's right. We can all have this growing edge together.
Well, we are so glad to be back with you, friends. In this series that we're called, we're calling Trust in the Call, and we're just sort of diving deeper into these different elements of calling and just exploring what that means and what that looks like in different seasons of our life. And so the first episode, we really got into sort of what is calling and purpose and how to know the difference and sort of, you know, how do you know what God has put you, you know, here to do and some of the things in the season of life that you're to do. And then the next episode, we kind of went into more, how do you build up your courage and confidence to take the steps to do those things? And so I think this topic today kind of seems like a natural progression into this next little part in this series, which is, how do we find balance between all of this? You know, how do we hold all the roles that we play in our lives and the responsibilities we have while also actively pursuing that relationship with the Lord and what He has called us to do? And so we were, you know, I think both of us, or as we were saying, you know, a few minutes ago, just this is still an area that we're learning. We're going to learn right along with you as we talk about this today and share some things from our own experiences, because this is still a struggle. You know, I would not say I'm someone who has the balance part down, you know?
Yeah. Well, I would say that, you know, you think at each point in your life that the next point in your life will be easier and more balanced. But the truth is that each stage of life comes with its own challenges. And so if we don't learn to find balance now in the stage that we're in, we're just setting ourselves up for failure in the oncoming stages. I remember I thought, once my kids can feed themselves and can mm-hmm. themselves their own baths, my life will get so much easier. But the truth is, like, once they get out of those stages, then the sports stage comes and the school obligations come and the PTO and all of the things are added on. So the things that you offshoot, I guess you would say, something else just gets put on board. And so there is this time when you have to look at it and say, okay, I can't manage all of these things that the world is putting on me, but I can manage how I respond to them, and I can manage how I manage my time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, not an expert.
We just want to be sure to preface that we're not experts in this. We are kindred spirits with you as we go through this today.
But look, here's the thing. We could have found an expert on this, but I don't know any. I don't know anybody who does it all well. Yeah. And I think that puts us on in a good spot today for the conversation, because any mom I ask, somebody's struggling with some part of life. Then I don't know of anybody who doesn't have like a stressful job and home life stresses.
Mm-hmm.
So at any point, does anybody feel like I've got this managed? So join us in the journey.
Yeah, that's right. Join us in the journey. It is so true. And the older that I've gotten, the less, or I should say the more I've been able to let some things go and to understand, we're going to get into this here in a little bit, but to understand the difference between like my expectations of what I think should be happening in a season of life, or how, you know, even down to the way my house should look, how our schedule should be, all the things, and really what is the reality of the season of life that I am in currently, you know, and sort of holding that delicate balance between the two.
Right. And just being able to claim that Instagram is a liar. It is a liar.
Yes.
Preach. That mom has all of the toys shoved on the other side of the room for when she's taking her perfect picture. So Instagram is a liar.
That
so
is one of my really, that's one of the things that I love to watch, are the videos where it's like the Instagram versus reality, you know, like what you see versus what's actually happening in the situation. And that is so true. And it's hard for us to remember that when we're seeing something that's in front of our faces, to remember that that is not an accurate depiction of what life really does look like, you know? Well, let's do this. We're going to go into sort of some roles, different roles that we juggle and sort of what that looks like. And then, you know, how do we find balance? What are some real strategies for what this looks like? And like I said, I think I've gotten a little bit better over time, you know, through the years of sort of looking at what, you know, seeing how this looks in my own life. But I remember that there was a time when I had two in diapers and I was really struggling between how to balance a full-time job and ministry responsibilities and being being a wife and being, you know, a daughter and a friend and, you know, all of the different things. And I remember I was in the grocery store one night and it was so ironic because I had skipped church that evening because at that time we had still had Sunday night services, and I had skipped service that evening to go to the grocery store just to get a few minutes of peace by myself, you know. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was a woman that went to church with me and she was in there, and my first thought was, oh no, like here I am skipping church and now I'm seeing, you know, and you know, I just kind of had that like guilt of like, oh, here I am skipping church, and here she was coming from, you know, church and was in, you know, stopping at the grocery store. And I almost avoided her. Like I almost did that thing where I was like, I don't want her to see, you know, like I don't want to do that thing. And oddly enough, right after that, I literally ran into her on the cereal aisle. I'll never forget this, even though this has been several years back. And I remember she was asking me, you know, she kind of stopped and said, you know, how are you doing? How are the girls doing? And, you know, all that. And, you know, I just kind of did that little blanket statement that we always do about like, I'm fine. Everybody's good. You know, like, you know, just hanging in there, doing the thing. And I remember she stopped me and she said, how are you really doing though? And I remember that just that question alone kind of made me get a little bit teary, because at that time I was so stressed. I did not hold a balance well. I felt like I was constantly failing in one area or the other. If I wasn't able to be at home because I had work or, you know, church responsibilities, I felt like I was failing at home. If I was at home, I always felt like I needed to be fulfilling the ministry responsibilities that I had. And I just, I didn't know how to balance that at all. And I remember telling her about that. And I said, actually, now that you've asked, and I just kind of, you know, just kind of word vomited up all of the emotions and feelings and the stress, and just, you know, telling her how I didn't know what I was doing. And she had her child at that time was married, and he was older. And she kind of sat back and she said, you know, I remember feeling the exact same way. And she said, I think that there are seasons of balance in our life. And there are some seasons where we just can't hold balance in the same way. And she said, you know, I think you're doing amazing. And, you know, just, you know, doing all that you're doing and balancing, you know, trying to balance all the things. And, but that comment about that there are seasons and times for balance has always stuck with me.
What a gift for her to give you.
Yes. Right there next to the Cap'n Crunch. She just gave it to me right there.
What better to share life knowledge than Cap'n Crunch?
Yeah. Right. But it was exactly what I needed in that moment. And here I was doing out here. Here I almost like, oh, let me, you know, let me, I'm going to avoid her. I don't want her to see me. Here I am missing church. And it was like just the Lord met me right there on that aisle and gave her that wisdom and encouragement. Because, you know, she sat there and she shared with me, you know, instances and moments from her own, you know, experience as a mother and trying to balance all of that. But that comment has, that's been, you know, probably 8+ years ago when that happened. And that has always stuck with me, that there are seasons for balance in our life. And mm-hmm. I will remember that in times of, you know, of great stress or when life just feels chaotic and I feel like I'm running and I think, you know, in a different city, this is temporary, you know, this sort of feeling. But I think we carry that guilt a lot as women that we don't know how to hold that space. You know, we don't know how to hold all of the things.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're not Jesus. We can't have the whole world in our hands. Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and even in that season, she could recognize where you were in that season, and she could have probably named you 16 things in her own life right then at that moment mm-hmm. that she was trying to balance. You know, I was just really struck the other day at my cousin's wedding. There was my mom for so much of my family is the go-to lady. If there's a problem, if there's anything that needs to be taken care of, if you need a small miracle, you call Betsy.
Right.
And that's just who my mom is. But at my cousin's wedding, there was a kind of a mini crisis, and she had the DJ call me to come and help. And mm-hmm. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm the new Betsy. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that this is my time now to crisis load, to crisis manage.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh God, is this who I am now? You know? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm like, my whole life feels like a crisis. Can I take on anybody else's?
Can we call somebody else over the DJ? Get the DJ to call somebody else, please.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I do. I agree. There's a shift that happens at a certain point with us where we start to assume roles that we haven't had in the past, or responsibilities, or you know, and it's a little bit of a challenge sometimes to navigate those at times. And then when you pair that with, well, I feel called to do X, Y, Z, you know, when you pair that with, well, I have this calling to do this, or I feel like God is calling me to, you know, to start this or to do this. It's a hard balance of like, how do you balance it? And if so, how do you balance it? And what does that look like? And so when thinking about juggling roles though, years ago, and some of you may also know and follow Nikki Koziars, but I remember her sharing a story that a friend had kind of shared with her. And again, it just was something that imprinted on me and I remembered it. And she talked about juggling in your life, you know, how juggling all the roles and responsibilities. And she said, you know, every day is like you're juggling different balls in the air, right? And it's okay that a ball drops. A ball is going to drop. It's inevitable. But the important thing is that the same ball doesn't continue to drop over and over again. And so I think when we start looking at how do you balance your calling in with your life, part of it is a juggling act of some sort of figuring out how not to drop all of the balls and or how to not drop the same ball over and over again. And there is it's almost like a trial and error in some forms of figuring that out.
Yeah. And in your calling, there's I think two groups that you can sort things into in life, and one is necessity and one is fun times. Mm-hmm. And I think that as a parent, especially in the early years, you know, there's a lot of things that would be that you know that you have to do. You have to check this off. There's developmental needs that you have to meet. And then there's things that are like would be a fun time, and you would like your kid to be you know, exposed to these things, and you would like to be able to do these things with, and you would like to be able to go to the state parks, and you would be like to be able to go to the pool, and you would like to be able to do all of these things. And there is a lot of pressure to make the fun times become the necessity.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when we sit down and we really make that list of what is necessity in our lives beyond, you know, like feed my family, feed myself, get some sleep. What is the necessities for life? What are your necessities for your role as a minister? As far as like this passion that I have for God, and I know God has put this calling on my life. What are my necessities in this category? And then what are the outliers that you can say, this would be fun when I have time?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you're going to be all necessity. But every now and then, it's important to bring in some of those fun time activities,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise that's where you burn out. Mm-hmm. So it is a balance, and it's not, and I'm not saying it's a balance of like, you know, I've got to do all of the things all of the time. It is a balance that you pick and choose. And sometimes it's going to be the family that takes the back burner. So it may be that this week I don't have time to go to the grocery store because I've got these ministry commitments. So I'm gonna prep ahead, and there's gonna be Lunchables for this week in my kids' lunchbox, because I don't have time to make sandwiches and do all of the things ahead of time. So that's one way that you're able to balance that without, you can take it off your plate without taking away a standard of living for your family, right?
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of things that you have to say, okay, each one of these things has its necessities, but if I can get the Lunchables, then I am more able to do my ministry. Or if I get the Lunchables, then I am then able to do the fun time. And your kids need to have fun with you, and you need to have fun yourself. So if you are out of the house, and kids aren't, you're not out of the house. If your kids are out of the house, maybe, oh, I'd like to be out of my house. If your kids are out of the house, then, you know, it's a little different what those fun times are going to look like. Mm-hmm. But when you're in that role of parent, they need to see you minister, but they also need to see you have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when we are doing all of the life necessities, the bills and the food and the house and the, all of those things, and we're taking care of all of the ministry things, we are not a fun person for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about those things.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think, yeah, that's such a good point. And there, you know, there was a part of me, and I still have a little trouble with this, but I'm getting a lot better about it. But there was a part of me that always used to view them separately. Like, my calling is over here, right? The things that God has put on my heart, the passions he's given me, the gifts he's given me, that's over here. And then over here is family, right? And friends and relationship and connections and all of that. And then there was a part of me that's like, you can actually have both of them exist together. Like, they don't have to be separate. Your children can be a part and should be a part of your calling. And whatever way that looks like, you know, and I don't know why my brain was so wired into thinking that I needed to have them be a separate person, like that the calling was a separate pursuit from pursuing my family, you know, like,
yes.
And that has taken a real shift in my mindset, but to see them as something that you can very much have exist together. I think about too, and this isn't just for moms, this is for anybody, but the fact that within every, you know, every season brings about something different. Some seasons, we've talked about this on the podcast before, some seasons are for prayer, right? Some seasons are for action. Some are for moving forward. Some seasons are for rest and like that restoration time. Some seasons are for preparation. And I think when we look at how do we find a balance between, you know, calling and life and work and all the things, is determining what season of life am I in? Am I in that season for rest? Do I need to take a step back? Is this a season that I really need to be devoting more time to prayer and spending quiet time alone with, you know, with God? Is this a time for preparation? Is God using things in my life right now that is going to actually be a part of my calling in some way down the road? But right now it's the preparation stage. Is it a protection stage, you know, are doors closing for me in some way, or I just can't quite seem to get my foot through the door because it's just not quite the right time. You know, it's not always that God says no, right? Sometimes it's the not yet. And so when we're in sort of that waiting stage of that we look at that as a way of, that's also creating a space for balance, that we identify and recognize the season that we're in and how God's working in the midst of that season.
And I think too, like, one of those seasons that I would say is that you said, is it the training season? But sometimes mm-hmm. the training season is training yourself, but sometimes the training season is training others that you don't always have to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
I remember having a conversation with my dad when I was in college, and my dad has always been very project focused, especially when it comes to our church and the community. And I said, Dad, have you ever considered taking off your cape? And he was like, what? And I was like, you don't have to save it all. And perhaps you always showing up and doing the thing is preventing someone else who needs to step up. from having that opportunity and that mission and that ministry.
Yeah.
So you don't always have to be the one.
Yeah.
Could you do it better than maybe the person who does it? Probably, in a lot of cases, maybe, or maybe someone new doing it will bring a fresh perspective and can make it even better. They can build on what you started. So I think that's not an excuse to say, okay, I'm just going to step back. I'm retirement age and I'm going to let all these young moms run with it, because they are in that other stage where they've got everything. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's a lot of mentoring that can happen in the training stage. And you know, when you think about it, if you think about life like one of those, like the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's got all those steel wires that are supporting it, why does it have so many? Because if one breaks, the others are still holding it up. And that's kind of how our lives have to be, is that we need to be able to let some things go and trust that the whole thing is not going to come crashing down.
Right.
And that's true for church. That's true for PTO. That's true for the soccer team. You don't have to coach every year. Sometimes you can just be the mom that brings the Gatorade, and the whole thing is not going to come crashing down if one of those supports comes out of place. So that's just like a reminder, I think, that we all need to do is, yes, you can probably do all of it, but can you do all of it well? No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's such a good visualization. And the thing is, we're not meant to do it all. We're created not to do it all. And yet we put our capes on and we're ready to get in there and do all the things. And, you know, a good rule of thumb to remember too, is that your calling is not going to go away. So if you're in a season of life where maybe you can't maybe devote as much time to doing the thing, right, or to doing whatever it, that there is purpose in that season still. It as we've said before, God wastes absolutely nothing in that preparation, that training time, whatever that looks like. It's not that, you know, God's sitting up in heaven and he goes, well, Becca missed that. She missed that opportunity. So I'm taking that away. Nope. She didn't get it back. Oh, she decided she'd take a little rest time. Oh, nope. Taking it back. God does not work like that. And I think we have, sometimes I think we have a mindset that he does work like that, that we're going to miss this timeline. We're going to mess it all up. And knowing that your calling it's a part of you. It is a part of you because it's a part of who God created you to be, right? And the gifts he's given you and the passions he's given you and the things that he has pricked your heart for, those things are not going to go away. Now, the season of life that you're in may look differently and it may change and it may shift a little bit. But I think to your point, take a moment, take some time to know that it is okay to breathe. There is a time for rest. There is a time for that restoration. The whole thing is not going to come crashing down because you are not doing a certain thing, you know, or you're not having because you are not the one. That's right.
And you know what? The world tells us different. The world literally has a slogan that says, be the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, maybe that means be the one to the one person.
Yeah.
Not be the one to take care of it all, right?
It does. And that's why we have to look at calling from such a place of looking at what does the world tell me about this, and what does God tell me, and what does God's word say about this for me? Because you're going to get two different messages. You know, that we live in that hustle, our hustle culture. That's what we live in now. You can do it all. You can be it all. You can do all the things. And we cannot. We are, you know, we're told, like we said over and over again, like, we go to Jesus for rest. Come to me, those of you know, who are weary and burdened and heavy laden. That is very much, you know, purposeful at times for us. And so I just wanted to also say that to bring some peace of mind that if you are in a season where you're like, well, you know, I really feel like God's called me to write. He's called me to speak. He's called me to minister to this certain, you know, a group of people or certain organization or whatever, and you can't devote as much time to it, that is okay. That God is still working in the midst of that. If you are at home with babies and you are working with kids, you know, or you go to a full, like you're at your desk job every day working 8 to 5 and you can't devote all the time in the world to doing something, it is okay. God still is working around you. And it just might look a little bit differently.
To step back sometimes. It is biblical to do that. Let me just read, if you will, from Ecclesiastes 3:1, and this will be familiar, but it goes like this. And God put this in the Old Testament. They were struggling for balance before they had technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is God had a plan for it. And in Ecclesiastes, it says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant mm-hmm. and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't think of anything in our lives that doesn't really fall under this category, mm-hmm. one of these categories, right? And just the idea, like one of the ones that people probably don't relate to the most is a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, mm-hmm. right? At some point in your life, you're the one that's throwing the stones and like, I think about it like just like, angry and throwing those stones and just saying, you know, and then sometimes you're the one that gathers them and puts things back together.
Mm-hmm.
You're the person who builds. Or maybe it's your time to say, I have to be the one to leave. I have to be the stone that is scattered somewhere else. And then there's a time to come home mm-hmm. and to gather your stones around you.
I think the sort of moral to the story is that if there is one, balance is something that I think you have to constantly reassess in life. And how are you balancing the things and the roles, responsibilities that you have with the calling that God has put on your life? And remembering that those things are intertwined. They don't have to be separate. They are not separate because it's made up of who you are. And that whatever season of life and whatever role you're currently serving in, if you are at home with babies and kids all day, my gosh, like the hardest job. I mean, it's so hard.
That's a calling too.
Such a calling.
Recognizing that these things that you're balancing can have several callings in your life, you know? Mm-hmm. And so your calling as a mom is not any less important than a calling in ministry at the church, you know?
That's right.
Just because it is what we deal with every day and it is life, mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it's not a calling.
Mm-hmm.
And so doing that well is mm-hmm. also what we're called to do.
Yeah.
You know, one of the greatest joys of my life has been as a children's minister and now through WMU as in leading the children's programs is having my girls by my side.
Mm-hmm.
Just the questions that they've had that have arisen from hearing mission stories and hearing from missionaries, the chances that they've had to help and to feel like a leader and building them up as leaders has been, mm-hmm. you know, just priceless to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your children do, like I say all the time, your children need to see you minister. Your children need to see you live on mission.
Yeah.
When you go do a missions project, bring your children with you. There's very few places that are going to say, absolutely not when a child shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Family missions is important. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's just bringing them along when you do what you do
mm-hmm.
And letting them see what it looks like to have active participation in God's work in the world.
Yes. Yes. Make them a part of it. They are a part of it. Don't worry about a timeline. Looking at the season of life that you're in, looking at expectation versus the reality. And looking at balance in that way a little bit more, that expectation versus reality is a big thing.
I feel like I keep getting just the top layer of the laundry baskets done. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so literally this past week, I called a friend who does laundry for to raise money for her cancer treatment. And I just said, can you do my laundry? Because I was facing a mini crisis every day of something the girls couldn't find because it wasn't washed.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I get home and I cook supper, I'm done. You know, mm-hmm. it's just, I can't do, sometimes it's 8:30 at night when I get home from practices. Mm-hmm. I literally can't do anymore. And yeah. so that's something that I had to just hand over and not feel guilty about it. I was just like, I'm helping her and she is really helping me. Yep. So take all the things.
Yes.
Take all the stinky socks.
Listen, just like laundry, the calling on your life from God is never ending.
That's right. That's right.
If nothing else. Yeah, it is. And I hope that this conversation at least helps you feel less alone in that I think we're all trying to find that balance, and that sometimes balance isn't necessarily possible or realistic in a certain season. If you're caretaking for an aging parent or for children, or you have just a extremely stressful job that you don't get a break from, or I mean, there's scenario after scenario that we can come up with of reasons why it is hard to find a balance to things. But I think the biggest takeaway is knowing that your calling doesn't disappear during those times. It is very much with you, and that your calling actually will become part of you in a different way. If you have a calling to teach or to lead or to speak or to write, that just comes out differently in different seasons of life. And being able to trace God's hand in all of that and see, you know, in those different seasons. And, you know, going back to...
You can do it. You can't have... Look, the home life isn't going to look perfect when the ministry life picks up. But also you see God work in those small ways all around you during that time to take care of those things that you thought that you were having to drop, you know, mm-hmm. that God provides even still, that someone steps in for your children and has a fun time with your kids when you can't have a fun time with your kids, mm-hmm. or you have a minute, if you're speaking, you have a speaking engagement a long way away, and you bring your family with you and you have such a great family trip together. Mm-hmm. God will provide. He will help you to achieve your ministry, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that all of this is a calling. You know, your family is your calling. Your ministry is your calling. Your personal relationship with Christ is your calling as well. And God will give you what you need. Some days it may feel more stressed than others, but in the perfect timing that God always has, mm-hmm. It is never so much that it breaks you.
Yeah.
And He will provide the pauses, the holy pauses and the holy moments that you need to get through each day and each ministry as well.
Yeah. That's so good. Well, friends, I hope this conversation today has been helpful. And I think as we continue to sort of go into this episode series of trusting in the call, I think we'll kind of explore some of these things a little bit further. But you're definitely not alone if this is something that you struggle with. And I think going back to you reading Ecclesiastes earlier, just recognizing the seasons and how God is working in each one of those areas is so important. And so hopefully this has been an encouraging conversation for you, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye, friends.